This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7:05 on this lovely Wednesday evening. My show is highly recommended, and it is full of music that I recommend highly. And I think I said my name. I'm Mellow Max, and things are going to be nice and mellow. I'm going to be nice and true to my name this evening. But first, something that I wouldn't describe my feelings about as mellow. My love for WMFO. Today, when I walked up the stairs, and yes, WMFO is in the attic of Curtis Hall. It is on the third floor. It is a trek up those stairs, but it is a trek that I know and love. You have to duck it. I don't have to duck. I'm not tall enough, but taller people than I would have to duck. And then you make it up to the third floor, scan yourself in, and then you step inside, and there are records wall to wall. There's graffiti and little witticisms written everywhere, and you just there's this overpowering, wonderful smell of vinyl and old paper and history, music, and it's just a fantastic smell that I look forward to every week. That first song that we started off with was Streets of Calcutta by Kikugaku Moyo off of their 2021 album Forest of Lost Children. Kikugaku Moyo was a fantastic Japanese psychedelic rock group. And yes, that instrument that you heard in the middle was an electronic sitar. How cool is that? I wasn't sure exactly what that instrument was the first time I saw them live, and then they brought it out on stage, and it was an electric sitar, and everyone was barefoot, and it was all the people in the band were barefoot. The people in the audience were mostly wearing shoes, I believe. I was. It was a great show, and I will mourn that band breaking up for many years to come. Behind me now is Farm with Sunshine in My Window, which I believe is from a movie soundtrack. I'm gonna look that up right now. Farm, Sunshine in My Window. But yeah, it's Wednesday. Oh, and not only is WMFO cool because it smells good, WMFO is also cool because there is such a broad variety of really, really interesting music and really, really interesting people. This week, I've pretty much, you know, gone away from listening to just, you know, normal streaming and letting the algorithm pick my music. I've been listening to WMFO pretty consistently this week. And there are so many really cool, really interesting people on this station with really great music tastes. So, if you are a listener of mine, if you're not a listener of mine, if this is your first time tuning into WMFO, if this is your 1,000th time tuning into WMFO, tune in more. Like, listen to what the other, you know, the student DJs, the other community members, listen to what people have got going on. I was not disappointed by a single show that I listened to this week. I think before COVID, there were a couple of shows that I was, like, not a huge fan of, but that was a long time ago. Things have improved. Anyway, coming up next, Buffalo Springfield. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Like the ghost of someone dear, she comes to haunt me in my sleep. Still unable to sincerely give her heart away for keeps. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, there she leaves me twice as lonely as I was but yesterday, keeping such a hold upon my thoughts, so near yet far away. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why?
minstrel boy has gone to war, now burdened with his father's sword. Still she doesn't see how she can give him peace amidst the horde. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why?
Sky, Russian blue, scarlet fleece changes hue, crimson ball sinks from view.
See you. day. I know what I wanna do, but I don't know what for. To be living for you is all I want to do. To be loving you, it'll all be there when my dreams come true. Today, you're making me say that I somehow have changed. Today, you look into my eyes, I'm just not the same. To be any more than all I am would be a lie. I'm so full of love, I could burst apart and start. Everything you want, I swear, it all will come true. Today, I realize how much I'm in love with you. With you standing here, I could tell. You.
Do any of my listeners appreciate wordplay? Does that count as wordplay going from Jefferson Airplane's Today to the Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows? I very nearly played Yesterday, but I was like, Tomorrow Never Knows is a great song, so I'll do that. Before those two, we had Pink Floyd with Apples and Oranges, a song recorded in like 1965 to 1967. So nice old early Pink Floyd, very cool sound, very psychedelic. Before that, Donovan with Wear Your Love Like Heaven, and we started off that set with Buffalo Springfield's Pretty Girl, Why. Behind me right now is Barry Walker Jr. with Eddie Aquarin, Moonrise. And coming up next, we're going to have a song from Fishmans, another cool Japanese band, just like the one that we started off with, but not much like them at all, actually. Yeah. I hope everyone's having a good day, or a good night, good evening. Are you cooking dinner? Are you driving home from a late night in the office? Are you just hanging out? Not doing much at all. That's cool. I'm just sitting here myself, so we're not all that different. We're listening to the same music. I'm just the one choosing it. But if you have any good ideas, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or you can reach out on the DJ chat, which is at wmfo.org/DJ-chat. I'd love to chat with you guys. Thank you.
when the lights disappear and only the silence is near. Watch yourself easy, does it easy, does it easy while you
Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. This is Mellow Max. That was a PSA. Behind me is Oliver Wakeman with Longing, son of Rick Wakeman, one of the keyboardists for Yes. Before that was Gong, Gong, Gong with Inner Reaches. Before that, Supertramp with Easy Does It, a song which I don't think I had heard before I heard it this past week and added it to my playlist. And when I first heard the beginning of the song, I didn't recognize it as a Supertramp song, and then it becomes so unrecognizably unmissably, so recognizably immediately Supertramp once the strings, once the guitar, once the rest of the band comes in. It's just like, oh yeah, that's obviously Supertramp. But yeah, really cool, really enjoyed that one. Before that was Fishmans with Non Titano off of their 1998 live album. Coming up next, oh, I think we're gonna get a little bit dancey. So, are we getting dancey? I don't know. Kind of feels really slow right now, and I'm really enjoying it. But I'm looking at my playlist, and I see higher tempo coming up. So hang on in there, mellow folks. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. I'll be here for another hour and 20 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Sit back, relax, or maybe get up and dance. I don't know. Who knows what's gonna happen? It's a fun playlist. I did look it up. I don't know why I thought that song by Farm that I played at the beginning was off of a movie soundtrack. It isn't. But it was self-released when they first released it on vinyl. And I was looking at Discogs, and the highest price that one has sold for on Discogs is $1,000, which is a lot of money for a piece of plastic. It is a nice piece of plastic. It's a cool, cool album. 1971, psych rock, electric blues. Those are some fun genre names. Anyway, this is Mellow Max. Sit back, relax. Oh my god, that rhymed. I wish I did that on purpose.
Ooh. Thank you.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Jaywalk with French Letter, which is a 2002 cover of, I believe the original is called French Letter, or no, is it Something Blue? Oh, I'll get back to you on that. Before this song, we had a twofer from Teleman. We had Dusseldorf, followed by String Theory. Before that, we had Fad Gadget with Collapsing New People, and Plastics with Top Secret Man. A fun collection. I don't know. It wasn't that dancey, but it was more upbeat than not, I think. I think it's really funny. I've been a DJ here for seven years officially. When was my first show? It might be like almost exactly 7 years. My first show was, oh, not quite there yet. My first show was November 1st, 2016 at 3 a.m. So coming up on 7 years in like half a month. That's very exciting. A really weird thing. I think I've talked about this before, but I was listening to a recording of like maybe my second radio show on the 8th. And it was, November 8th, 2016. What happened that day, guys? Yep, that was Election Day. So one of the first songs that I played was Election Day by, it's some 80s, Election, it starts with an A, Election Day song. Arcadia, 1985. All right. I knew it started with an A. 1980. Okay. Yeah. Nice. They're saying here the genre is Halloween music, which I guess it is right after Halloween, but weird. Anyway, I played that and then said, I was like, oh, that's a strange song to play when I was listening to the recording. And then I was like, not a strange song, but like, oh yeah, good song. Haven't heard that in a while. And then I came on for my first like talking bit and I was like, hey guys, it's Election Day. Make sure to get out there and vote. It's an important election. Oh, man. Wow. Yeah. So to everyone listening at 3 a.m. who I reminded to vote on that fateful day, November, 7 years ago, thanks for voting. Geez. What a time. Yeah, and sorry, yeah, wow. So yeah, I mean, hopefully you did vote, and you know, that means that in a year we're gonna have another election, so make sure to vote then too. Vote early and vote often, as they say. Oh yeah, I had something that I needed to say to you guys. I brought that up because of the squeaky chair. I've been here 7 years, and every single chair that they've had in